If hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, you know, legitimately worked and could be demonstrated to work, doctors would be prescribing it. We understand now what happened with ivermectin. Ivermectin, you know, basically deals with worms. And so when they were giving it to people in Bangladesh and Africa and in a lot of places,
right, it was helping because it was killing off the worms they had,
right,
which made their body better able to fight COVID. So it did in a weird way work, but it's not like if you prescribe it to someone in the U.S.
That was this huge mystery because they're like,
theory.
we're seeing clinical studies here that shows that it actually does have some effectiveness in, but yet it doesn't have effectiveness in the United States. What is the problem here? And so a lot of people are like, oh, obviously it's a conspiracy.
Right.
No, it turns out we don't have a lot of worms here in the United States. And so
we don't know for sure that it was killing the worms and that's why it was helping.
We do know it kills worms. Like, that's what ivermectin does. It's very good at it. Didn't the guy win a Nobel Prize for it?
But I don't think we can make an assertion.
Why are people so confident that the thing beats COVID, but we're not confident that it kills worms? It's actually built to kill worms.
Wait. We're confident it kills worms. That's what ivermectin does. It won a Nobel Prize for that.
So if it kills the worms, people are going to feel better.
If the reason why people were getting better with COVID had worms, I think it's like, how can you mass assert that they all had worms?
Because we have studied those populations and we know that the concentration of people with worms is extremely high.
I think it's a pretty plausible theory. The point is, people like McCullough, they have said things that have not borne out. But that's also true of a lot of mainstream sources of information about COVID. So I think some people who are a little bit more on the fringe, they get frustrated. Like, why are we being labeled misinformation when, like, the New York Times is casting doubt on boosters in an effort to keep masking in place forever? Like, I completely believe they're doing that. The New York Times is dedicated to that project, or at least its lead COVID reporter is. And they deserve criticism for that. But then also that doesn't mean that, like, no, just all mainstream sources are wrong about everything and you should only listen to fringe people, because the fringe people have also been wrong about a lot. And we've all been wrong, no matter how much level of respectability we get or deserve, we have all been wrong.
Right. And what? Okay.
About some things.
We're told we got to go. Okay.